Second reading tells us to love our neighbor as ourself. Okay, and like, what does that mean? Well, St. Augustine comments on that passage. He says, "You shall love your neighbor as yourself. Now you love yourself properly when you love God better than yourself. Then what you aim at in yourself, you must aim at in your neighbor, namely, that he may love God with a perfect affection. For you do not love him as yourself unless you try to draw him to that good which you yourself are pursuing. For this is the one good which has room for all to pursue it along with you." And he says, from this precept proceeds the duties of human society, willing the good of others. And that in that passage also, in that second reading, it also says that you shall not commit adultery, you shall not kill, you shall not steal, you shall not covet, and whatever other commandment there may be are summed up in saying you shall love your neighbor as yourself. Okay. Because the commandments are the summary of that state. The command to love your neighbor as yourself sums up all the commandments. Truth is the inner logic of love. Okay? Truth is the inner logic of love. Love is the summation of all truth. If you want to break down what love means, well, read the Ten Commandments. Okay? And so the Ten Commandments maybe are in a form that we can digest a little easier, we can understand. Father Robert Barron says that first reading has the most sobering words in sacred scripture. That first reading says, "I have appointed you watchmen over the house of Israel." The watchman was the role of a prophet, to speak the truth when people went astray. "I have appointed you watchmen over the house of Israel. When you hear me say anything, you shall warn them for me. Okay? If you do not speak to dissuade the wicked from their way, I will hold you responsible for their death." Okay? So the message spoken to the prophets is meant for others, okay? Not for himself alone. Like maybe an illustration, Father Barron tells the story. He was on retreat, St. Meinrad's Abbey, and one day he went to the gym, and he saw two teenagers come in wearing inappropriate T-shirts. They had words that were not appropriate. And the priest commented to himself how inappropriate they were. A few minutes later, a 20-year-old girl came in to the gym, and when she saw the shirts, she went directly up to them and confronted them. She said if they believed what those shirts said, they should speak to someone to unconvince them. "I have appointed you watchmen over the house of Israel." In baptism, we begin to share Christ's life. In baptism, we begin to share his mission as prophet. You shall warn them for me. We're watchmen over the new Israel. The church is the new Israel. And you know, there's a lot of standard objections. It's none of my business. Well, we know them because we all say them to ourselves. But none of them holds any water. We say we're all connected to each other. It's like the liver saying to the stomach, it's none of your business, or the stomach saying to the mouth, it's none of your business. But the liver is connected to the stomach is connected to the mouth. What the mouth eats is everyone's business. Okay? Well, so it is in the mystical body of Christ. We are all connected to each other, and we're all implicated in each other. So if God gives us words to speak and a peace to say it, well, we have that obligation. And that point is made clear again in the gospel. If your brother sins against you, go and tell him his fault between you and him alone. Okay? Meaning, like, don't bring it to the gossiping community. Okay? Tell him his fault, because that's charity. Christians are truth tellers. Speak the truth in charity. Indirect communication is always a sign of dysfunction. Next, if the person does not listen, well, then can I bring it to the gossiping community? Well, no, Jesus says, take one or two others along with you. Constructive criticism, fraternal correction is fraternal charity. Okay, well, if he still doesn't listen, can I bring it to the gossiping community? Well, no, treat him as you would a tax collector or a Gentile. Okay? Like Jesus loved the Gentiles. Jesus died for the Gentiles and for the tax collectors. Okay? They say one way not to love others is not to correct them. Charity is to be concerned about the good of others, especially when it comes at a cost. Like we say, we want to draw others into that supernatural communion of truth and grace. Love always wants what is best for the other. And there's really no better explanation of that than those words we started from St. Augustine. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. Now you love yourself properly when you love God better than yourself. What you aim at in yourself, you must aim at in your neighbor. Namely, that he may love God with a perfect affection. For you do not love him as yourself unless you try to draw him to that good which you yourself are pursuing. For this is the one good which has room for all others to pursue along with thee. From this precept proceeds the duties of human society.